Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reinstated the January 6th election interference case against former President Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith securing a superseding indictment, no longer charging what would be considered official acts for which the Supreme Court ruled presidents have some immunity.
Now prosecuting Trump for what he allegedly did in his role as a candidate, not as President of the United States. The new indictment charges Trump with the same four crimes, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, to obstruct the certification of the electoral votes on January 6th, and conspiracy against the right to vote and to have one's vote counted.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, the former president, calls the superseding indictment ridiculous. A judge in Columbus, Ohio, blocked state law requiring a 24-hour waiting period for abortions. Launch of the private Polaris Dawn space flight, paid for by a billionaire, scrubbed by bad weather, they'll try on Friday. This is ABC News. A pharmaceutical giant bypassing pharmacies and offering its weight loss drug for half off.
Zepbound, the weight loss drug made by pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly, is now available direct to consumer with a doctor's prescription. The drug maker cutting out a visit to a pharmacy, instead offering its Lilly direct service to patients with a phone at a savings of about 50% off.
$349 for the low dose and $549 for the high dose.
CEO Dave Ricks on Good Morning America announcing patients will have to use a separate syringe, different from competitors like Ozempic and Wegovy that use auto injectors at a higher price. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Will it stand up in court? Oklahoma City Police and a handful of other departments are experimenting with AI chatbots. It takes all the sound and radio chatter recorded by an officer's body cam and cranks out the first draft of a report in about 8 seconds, usually a 30 to 45 minute endeavor. Prosecutors and police watchdogs are concerned. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. How we think about money can affect how we feel about ourselves, which is why I think it's worth reminding all of us that your net worth is not your self's worth. Your net worth, however much money you do or don't have, is not your self-worth. Money is not something to be worshipped, regardless of what the internet or social media tells us. And money is not something to be ignored. I mean, I've been there. I've not paid attention to my money. And let me tell you, that doesn't help either. Money is a tool. You can learn how to use it, how to make it work for you, how to take care of it, and how not to let it control your head or your heart through obsession or worry. We can all be good at managing our money. If I can do it, anyone can do it. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Freelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to nine in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight and some patchy fog as well. Lower 60s by sunrise or winds light out of the northeast. On your Wednesday, some patchy morning fog, then a mix of clouds and sunshine, light winds, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a woman who spoke at the Democratic convention talks about the progress finally being made to remove lead water pipes in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, one of the great writers of our era, one of the great journalists, his nonfiction best-selling books, The Big Short, The Blind Side, The Big Risk. Now, Michael Lewis has a new book out, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. That would be Sam Bankman-Fried, I believe it's... Michael, welcome back to the program. It's great having you with us. This is just an amazing book. Thanks for joining us.
Good to see you, Tom. And I gotta say, I really appreciate what you were reading before I just came on. This question of the public good and people not understanding what it is, and the kind of systematic gutting of the public good. I mean, the Fifth Risk, the book you just mentioned, there was a long section about the Trump administration's attempt to essentially privatize the National Weather Service. And if you start thinking that through, it's like the ultimate public good, knowing the weather. We all know the weather, sure. And we all get the same weather reports and all that. But if instead you sort of like, you get the tornado warning you pay for.
Yeah.
It's a dystopia is where you end. You end up in this place where nobody wants to live.
Absolutely. That was, by the way, for our listeners on Sirius XM and on our commercial stations around the country who were hearing a news break during that time. On our nonprofit stations, we read a book report. So that was from, I forget what the book was, but anyway.
It was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Anyway.
But let's get to your book here, Michael. This is, first of all, how did you hook up with Sam and what got you started, going down the trail of this story?
This falls into the category of extraordinary journalistic luck. I had a friend on Wall Street who called me in the end of 2021, fall of 21, and said, we're about to do a business deal with this new crypto exchange called FTX. We want to exchange shares with them because it's the fastest growing financial business we've ever seen. But we got this problem. The guy who runs it, Sam Bankman-Fried, nobody knows who he is. He's on the cover of Forbes magazine and he has $22 billion. But I know nobody who knows him. Could you sit down with him and just give me a sense of who you think he is? So I sat down, for not thinking I was going to write a book or anything. I sat down with this guy and the stuff that was coming out of his mouth all turned out to be true. I have to say that was just so incredible that I said, I got to move. I'd love to kind of watch you for a while. And so I spent many months like interviewing around his business, getting to know him, not quite sure what the story was, except that his fingerprints were everywhere. I mean, he was one of the biggest donors in American politics. Tom Brady was palling around with him. Shaquille O'Neal wanted to go into business with him. 100 venture capitalists had invested in him. All of big Wall Street banks wanted to be kind of in bed with him. It was amazing. He was sitting in the center of the universe. They didn't have a story. And then it blew up. Yeah. And I just happened to be on site when it blew up.
Yeah.
And, So I had a ringside seat that I didn't really earn.
It's a truly remarkable story. You said some of the things he was saying were just amazing and were true.
Give you an example. He was in the process of negotiating through Donald Trump's people with the possibility of paying Donald Trump not to run for president. They're at $5 billion.
Really?
Yes, they really.
Wow.
And it was even better at that moment, just after that moment. I give you an example of how in Trump's head his political operation was. There was a primary at the time in the Missouri Senate. Two Republican candidates, one named Eric Greitens, another named Eric Schmidt. And Greitens was, both named Eric. Greitens was an election denier and very Trumpy. And Schmidt was more reasonable. And Sam's political operation was trying to prevent Trump from jumping into the race and endorsing Greitens, the Trumpier candidate. Mm-hmm. And they dreamed up, I watched this happen. But he was telling me about this. It hadn't happened yet. When I first met him, he was telling me about this. They had this idea they're going to get Trump to just come out on Truth Social and say, I'm for Eric in Missouri, without specifying which Eric he was for. And they were going to sell it to Trump as, look, no matter which Eric wins, you can say you backed him. And plus, it'll be really funny and it'll be a meme on social media. And sure enough, like 2 weeks later, Trump comes out and says, I'm for Eric.
Wow.
So, that's just his, I mean, the political life was one thing. It was the financial life, which is what was so extraordinary.
Yeah.
That started this business from scratch just, you know, like 18 months before. And venture capitalists had valued it at $40 billion. And I had people who were like very serious Silicon Valley investors telling me they thought this guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, might be the world's first trillionaire. So the numbers were just insane. And it wasn't that it was fraud at that moment. It wasn't that they were just making up the numbers. They essentially opened a casino, right? That's what an exchange is, a casino for cryptocurrency trading. And the volume and the level of activity was so great, and they took a little slice out of each bet, each trade. Sure. It was a really pretty simple, profitable business.
Isn't that kind of what Fidelity and Schwab do?
No, it's more like what the New York Stock Exchange does. They just facilitate transactions.
Right.
But crypto is it's essentially a gambler's market, and it's a huge, huge global market. I mean, it's a $2 trillion market right now.
Wow.
And you got people trading in and out all the time, and they pay you a little bit for each of the trades. You do quite well. And so he had a viable business that he proceeded to screw up. And I'll give you another example of kind of like what caught my eye right at the beginning. There was no organization. I mean, it was a business that had just started. I said, who's the CFO? He said, I don't need a CFO, chief financial officer. I said, why not? He says, I'm in charge of the money and I know where it is. I don't understand why anybody needs a CFO. And I thought that's real odd. I said, well, what about, could I just like get an organization chart just to see who does what there? And he says, we don't have one of those either. And I later found out, this is in the book. You can actually open the book and see that in the inside of the jacket flap. The only organization chart for FTX, which had hundreds of employees, was one that was assembled through psychotherapy sessions by the corporate shrink with all the employees, because they were all so disturbed that they didn't know what their job titles were, who their bosses were. And so the shrink had secretly created the organization chart. And that seemed to me a bit of a metaphor for the whole operation. It was a bit of an insane asylum.
So who was Sam before he started FTX, and how did he start FTX? What's the origin story of this?
It's a great question. He is, you know, I dug quite a bit into his childhood. Mm-hmm. He's a child of two Stanford law professors, beloved on the Stanford campus, the tax law professors. They're academics. They aren't of this world. And he grew up. He himself, incredibly socially isolated, like awkward. I mean, he's recently been diagnosed with autism, but wasn't diagnosed as a kid. And he, you know, when I said, can I like introduce me to some people who knew you when you were a kid? He said, basically, there isn't anybody. And basically, there wasn't. So he grew up in this, and he was aware of obvious cognitive problems. Like he didn't make, he didn't feel things he noticed other people felt. And he didn't, he had little things like, or not so little things, like he didn't know, he didn't make facial expressions when he was talking to people. He had to learn with a mirror.
It sounds like an Aspie.
Yeah, extreme, yeah. Extreme.
Yeah.
And so this person, no one would have predicted this person would end up in a social role. What he was good at math and games. Mm-hmm. And he went to MIT, and out of MIT, because of the way Wall Street has become, he was sort of like identified, you know, handpicked out of MIT by a high frequency trading firm to trade, to do automated trading on Wall Street. And he was extremely good at it. And so he starts, you know, by the age of 24, he's being paid whatever, $500,000 or something, to trade in the financial markets. And what he's doing is looking for inefficiencies to exploit, like in little ones, like you might be able to buy IBM stock on an Indian exchange for $100 and sell it at the same time on an American exchange for $101. That's a crude example, but that kind of thing. Hmm. And doing this, he looks out in the world, and this is 2014, and says, my God, the most inefficient market in the world is cryptocurrency. That you can buy a Bitcoin in the United States for $100 and sell it for $150 in Japan at the same time. And none of our kind of thinking, our trading types are in it. So that's how he gets that. This is the beginning of him and his fortune is that he leaves his Wall Street firm and he starts a firm just to trade in cryptocurrency, doing the kinds of technical, smart things that Wall Street traders now do.
So he saw an opportunity. We're talking with Michael Lewis. The new book is Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. Michael, can you stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to dive a little deeper here. So we'll be right back with Michael in just a moment here. The book Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon, it is just an extraordinary story of a fascinating man who is now in prison. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talking with Michael Lewis, the author of The Big Short, The Blind Side, The Big Risk, and his latest book, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to make a loaf of bread. And bread is not in a dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food the dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. We're talking with Michael Lewis about his brilliant new book, Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. And we've just got a couple of minutes here to wrap this up, Michael. We kind of established who Sam Bankman-Fried was and what Bitcoin is. So how did he go from nothing to being one of the richest men in the world, and then the whole thing collapsed around him? And apparently, from reading your book, you know, you've got a part in there where you talk about how many of the people who worked with him and who relied on him just kind of lost everything. And yet at the very end, after he went to jail and everything, it looked like all the money came back. I mean, what am I missing here?
You kind of summarized it beautifully there. So let me do the cliff notes. The cliff notes are this exchange he started gets valued by venture capitalists at $40 billion. He owns 60% of it. So there you have, you already have his kind of net worth. It's the problem is the crypto exchange, unlike say the New York Stock Exchange, is also functions as a kind of bank. The people who are trading on the exchange have to leave their Bitcoin there, deposit their money there, and it's held supposedly in cold storage. The exchange is not supposed to do anything with it. And what Sam did with it is he moved the money into his private trading firm that preexisted the exchange. And effectively, this starts where he starts using the customer money kind of June of 2022, uses it to fund a big venture capital portfolio. So makes lots of investments with him without asking anyone's permission. Now, this has obviously the potential to lose everybody's money. And when people discovered that their money wasn't in cold storage, there was a run on the exchange. and he didn't have the cash to repay them. All he had was this pile of investments he'd made. And it was presumed in the very beginning that the pile of investments was just worthless, and that it had just torched like $10 billion worth of customers' money. Instead, the investments he made have turned out to be worth, at last count, $16 billion. So the bankruptcy is very weird. For bankruptcy, an awkward position of having more money than they need to repay the depositors who lost their money. They're getting all their money back with interest. But from the legal system's point of view, that's a matter of indifference, that the judge in Sam's case said he wouldn't even let the jury hear the fact that that customers were going to get their money back. He said, look, you put it at risk and it could have gone to zero. It's as good as if you stolen it. So he was treated as a thief of $10 billion. In fact, the outcome is not that. The outcome is everybody's getting their money back with interest. But he was sentenced to 25 years in jail.
Without possibility of parole,
but it's a federal crime. No, he can get, I think, 15% of his. He can get down about 22 with good behavior. But yes,
yeah, that's pretty amazing. And we've got about a minute left here, Michael. Any chance that he's going to get out before then? I mean, and what jail is he in?
So the distinction between jail and prison. Jail is where they send you to prison.
Yeah.
He's in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, New York, which is jail, and right. probably going to go somewhere on the West Coast for prison when they finally send him away. They're waiting for his appeal to be heard. The only way he gets out is if he gets a presidential pardon, and it's kind of a little hard to see that happen.
Wow. Although, if Trump becomes president, apparently he was negotiating with him, right?
That's a very funny idea.
I think it's pretty bizarre. It's kind of a scary idea, actually. I mean, I'm not scared of Sam Bankman-Fried, but really, yes. Trump didn't become president.
So I think that Sam's chances of getting out are not great.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to make the best of his new situation.
Yeah, that's got to be tough for an autistic kid to be, and a young man to be in prison. That's, I would not want to be in his shoes. Well, it's a remarkable work, Michael. And I got any movie? Is this going to be made into a movie?
It appears so. Apple bought it, and they've got a really talented, I'm not allowed to say who she is, but an unbelievably talented, distinguished writer and director creating it right now.
That is so cool. Michael Lewis, the new book is Going Infinite, The Rise and Fall of a New Tycoon. And check it out. It's really brilliant. It reads like a novel. Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Great talking with you. Yeah, good talking. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do that. It's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food the dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Is Trump buying ads in South Florida just so he can see himself on TV? This is an interesting story. I just want to share it with you very briefly, and then I'll pick up your calls. Donald Trump has spent $47,000 this week on television ads in Palm Beach County, now, which is where he lives. Palm Beach County is like 60%, 70% Democratic. There's no way that he's going to pick up any votes in Palm Beach County. So why would he run these ads? And the assumption of the media was that it's vanity, that he just wants to see himself on TV. But I don't think he, frankly, he watches TV that much. I think he probably watches Fox News, but these were, you know, local ads on local TV. Turns out people who really know what's going on say what's really going on is that Trump, these ads are designed to make Trump seem, you know, bigger than life for the billionaires who live in Palm Beach County, who are Trump donors, to keep them on board, to make them feel like, oh yeah, this guy's doing something. He did the same thing back in Washington, D.C. in 2020. He spent almost $1 million in the D.C. market, which is, you know, 80, 90% Democratic. And that, again, was to tickle the enthusiasm of the very wealthy people in Washington, D.C. So his political allies. So, you know, there's some strategy here, just FYI. All right, so what's on your mind today? Devon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, this might be more than you can explain concisely, but here's what I don't get. So the First Amendment to the Constitution prohibits Congress from making any laws that respect an establishment of religion. And if I understand it correctly, the states have to, their constitutions have to comply with the national constitution. So how is it that Florida and Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana, how are all these states incorporating religion into their public institutions without it being, you know, against the supreme law of the land?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, this we saw this debate with Roy Moore, but the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It doesn't say state governments may not, although I think it's been interpreted that way. Devon, that's a really good question that I, you know, kind of a technical slice and dice the Constitution that I don't know the answer to.
Good. I feel better because I don't get it either, man. I don't get it. But shouldn't someone in DOJ like Merrick Garland that we pay so much money to, shouldn't someone be like, you know, investigating this? Should someone be pursuing?
If it truly is a violation of the Constitution, and I know that there is a lawsuit against Oklahoma right now, you know, for posting the Ten Commandments in their schools, and I'm guessing that there will be a lawsuit out of Florida. I'm not aware of any right now, but I would be surprised if something doesn't come out of, you know, what Ron DeSantis is doing, which will eventually bring this before the Supreme Court, where it probably will be decided. Although, you know, with the people on the Supreme Court right now, they may well conclude that Congress is only Congress. It doesn't apply to the states. So, I don't know.
Isn't, I guess it doesn't have to be in the state constitution for them to introduce religion into the school.
Many state constitutions outlaw that. Many state constitutions mirror the federal constitution. And you know, religion's also mentioned elsewhere in the federal constitution. There's the, you know, no person shall have a religious, or there shall be no religious test for a serving office or for being an employee of the federal government. But again, that I'm not sure that this, you know, what we're talking about here is a religious test. It sounds like it's more, you know, how do you run your schools? And, you know, when the Constitution was written, there weren't public schools, so it wasn't even an issue. So Clarence Thomas would say, it doesn't matter. So, yeah.
We got to fix this mess big time come November 5th.
You betcha. You betcha. Devon, thank you. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, how's Maine? What's up?
Hi, Jane. Tom, it's a beautiful day today.
Oh, wonderful.
I have two very important things. The first one is I'm baffled that highly educated Yale and Harvard graduates can vote for Trump.
Yeah.
It's as if they don't recognize bad character when they see it.
Well, what they do recognize is tax cuts.
Yes, yes. And so that was what I was about to say. I think I answered my own question. It's about money.
What they don't realize, though, Jane, and what's so weird, is that the Trump tax cuts didn't do much at all for people who earn $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, even $600,000 or $700,000 a year, which is those people that you're talking about, the people who went to Yale and got, you know, their law degrees and advanced degrees and you know, climbing, you know, business and industry. They're making, you know, they're not billionaires. They're probably millionaires. You know, they probably accumulated several million dollars, but they're not really morbidly rich. They're just well-to-do and are wealthy. And they're still paying 40-45% income taxes. You know, they're still getting screwed, whereas Jeff Bezos is paying income tax on $70,000 a year in income, and that's it.
And my other comment about them is they're not noble people. These are not noble, high-minded people. The other thing I want to talk about is that Maine just did a contest to redesign the state flag, and there were many entries, and the one that won is a white background with a pine tree right in the center and a star to the left. It looks exactly like the Ascent to Heaven flag, which they say is a white supremacist flag.
Oh, really?
What do you think?
I thought the doesn't the original Maine flag have a pine tree on it?
Yes, but it doesn't have a white background, and it has a picture of a soldier, and it has like four things in
it's kind of
a
little coat of arms kind of thing, isn't it?
It looks nothing like the new design, and I can't. And there were many entries. I can't believe they chose that one. It looks just like the white supremacist flag.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, Maine's a pretty white state.
But look at our governor, and we still can have access to female health care.
Well, maybe it'll backfire. You know, if it is the appeal to heaven flag, or if it looks very much like it, it might strip from the appeal to heaven flag its meaning. People would look at that flag in the future and go, hey, why are you flying the Maine state flag?
Yeah.
So,
okay,
you know,
well,
it could blow up
their
faces.
Hope.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks a lot, Jane. Good talking to you. David in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A couple things. First of all, thank you for telling me about the book, A Woman of No Importance. That was the best page turner I've had in years. I loved it.
Great.
And also, quick public service announcement. Are you familiar with bluevoter.org?
I'm not. But I can look at it while we're talking.
Geez. Yes, please. Bluevoter.org. The origin story for this is amazing. It's an incredible public service. A guy retired from his career as an MD, as a doctor, put together a website. You enter your zip code, and it shows you
That's not the website. I'm getting this page is under construction coming soon.
Ouch. It comes up when I've typed bluevoter.org in the past, and I've used it.
Well, it's not working for me.
Democratic.
I've got the BlueVoterGuide.org. That's the Oregon Democratic Voting Guide. Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
The one that I'm thinking of is for all 50 states, and it even shows you who the judges are.
There's a vote blue.
And the references for them.
There's a vote blue dot win, but that's not working. So let's not confuse people with it, David.
I've got to
move along. I'm sorry, Sam in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Sam, what's up?
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up? What's on your mind?
Well, I had a question earlier. There was, I read an affidavit where Trump and Feinstein or Goldstein.
Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, yeah.
Epstein, yes. Had a 13-year-old that they allegedly raped and molested this child. But in that, of course, in that there was another victim in there by the name of Maria. Maria said, at least Jane Doe in the pleading said, that Maria came up missing and nobody knows where she is. And I couldn't find anything on the existence of Maria. Was Maria killed? Did she just vanish? Or do you have an idea what happened to Maria?
I don't. I know that the 13-year-old girl who has been identified and is now a young adult, actually filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump. She told her whole story. The affidavit is available. That's probably what you read, Sam. And then Trump sued her for libel, as I recall. And she realized at that point that, going public. Oh, and she started getting all these death threats and things in her family. And so she just backed out. She just said, that's it. I'm out of here. And has not chosen to pursue this since then. But the other person involved, this Maria, I know nothing about, Sam. I'm sorry. I'm not a real scholar of Donald Trump's, sexual escapades here. So I'm sorry. I can't help you. Sam, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls in just a moment. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reinstated the January 6th election interference case against former President Trump. Special Counsel Jack Smith securing a superseding indictment, no longer charging what be considered official acts for which the Supreme Court ruled presidents have some immunity.
Now prosecuting Trump for what he allegedly did in his role as a candidate, not as President of the United States. The new indictment charges Trump with the same four crimes, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, to obstruct the certification of the electoral votes on January 6th, and conspiracy against the right to vote and to have one's vote counted.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, the former president, calls the superseding indictment ridiculous. A judge in Columbus, Ohio, blocked state law requiring a 24-hour waiting period for abortions. Launch of the private Polaris Dawn space flight, paid for by a billionaire, scrubbed by bad weather, they'll try on Friday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Apparently, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and Meryl Streep do not provide enough star power for Only Murders in the Building. Molly Shannon will join the cast as a high-powered Hollywood producer. One of the show's high-profile stars will have a very short run on the upcoming season. It is called Only Murders in the Building. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building premiered on Hulu August 27th. Hollywood is getting down and dirty politically. West Wing star and Get Out actor Bradley Whitford took a swipe at Cheryl Hines on social media. Hines is married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just dropped out of the presidential race and threw his support to Donald Trump. Whitford, a native Wisconsinite, took to X and criticized Hines for staying silent in light of her husband's endorsement and called RFK Jr. a lunatic. Hines remained vague about who she endorses for president and tried to remain diplomatic. Does anyone else smell a crazy sitcom about an incorrigible couple that just can't see eye to eye on anything? Dear God, please not another one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight and some patchy fog as well. Lower 60s by sunrise or winds light out of the northeast. On your Wednesday, some patchy morning fog, then a mix of clouds and sunshine, light winds, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Right now, it's 61.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Down in Texas where they're going after the Hispanic people. So I'm probably going to write that article this afternoon. It's incredible. They're saying that because Dred Scott said that black people aren't citizens in 1856 because the Supreme Court said that. Therefore, Kamala Harris can't run for president because she's not a citizen.
Right. And since there's never been a Supreme Court decision to...
Yeah, there's never been a formal repudiation of it.
Exactly. And so we know that, in Texas, Abbott removed a million people yesterday. And I've been trying to mobilize people who I know to check their voter registration, but I'm very excited to read what you're writing on it because it's a
Yeah, there's a whole piece on the Texas thing over HartmanReport.com. Deanna, thank you for the call. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up. I needed the reminder. Thank you. Donna in Denver. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. I just want to clarify the gentleman that was telling you about the voteblue.org. It does work. And
it does?
He got kind of rushed off. Yes, it does. I felt bad for him. He got, like, cut off. Voteblue.org. You know, not...
Oh, he
not
said blue voter.
I thought he said voteblue.org.
Okay, well, I'm at voteblue.org, and that does work. You're right. So
it does. Yeah, absolutely. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot. Barry in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Barry, thanks for listening to KFQD. What's up?
Yes, hi. We get you at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time here at on KFQD for mm-hmm. 1 hour. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and thank you. I wanted to talk about two things real quick. The first, I want to talk about third-party candidate Jill Stein. Back in 2016 on social media, I was asking the question, why was Jill Stein sitting at the RT dinner right next to Putin, along with Mike Flynn? And I got nothing but ridicule from third-party progressives. But now I wanted to, because you called her Putin's useful idiot, I thought you might want to know that a man named Casey Michelle, director of the Combating Kleptocracy Program in Human Rights Foundation, is coming out with a book accusing, with evidence, Jill Stein of being part of the big Russian interference with our election. I thought you might want to know that. Then I want to talk now about the upcoming election. Because you have said what I said back in 2000, that if you do the math...
Hey, Barry, if I could just pause you for just a second. One other thing I wanted to add. The thing that I find curious about Jill Stein is after the 2016 election, she raised $7 million to do a recount for Hillary Clinton and apparently never spent that money. I'm wondering where that money went.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
at least that's what I'm reading in the press. I don't know. I can't say that it's true myself, but keep going.
Okay.
We have about 30 seconds.
All right. Okay. Basically, well, we might have a replay of the 2000 election because he's got the third party progressives saying, well, there's no difference.
Yeah.
And we're not going to vote for.
I don't think it's going to happen this time, Barry. I remember Ralph Nader's, the prophet really well. And for that matter, if Jill Stein had not been on the ballot in those five states in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have become president because Jill Stein got more votes than the margin of victory that Trump had. It's possible. It's very possible, Barry. But I have a feeling that this is going to be a wave election, that there's a tsunami coming. Thanks so much for the call, Barry. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, get out there, get active, tag you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.